Hey, this is Mark Vollmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited on this Wednesday morning. I am excited. Pastor
yes.
Dai, you are excited.
Yes.
And our listeners are excited. So we all together are excited and this Wednesday morning that God has given unto us.
Yes.
This is
the day that
the Lord has made.
We will rejoice
and be glad in it.
Yes.
So we're going to let the devil know. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to be sad today.
Yes, we were created to be a wonder on this Wednesday.
Good morning. Amen.
Yes.
The devil must, you know, we should irritate the devil when we wake mm-hmm. up with our voice, his voice, our sound. When he heard our voice, he should be screaming.
Yes.
Oh, he wakes again. He's going to terror. He's going to bring some terror in my camp here today. You got to bring terror on the work of God and the work of the devil, because Jesus Christ has given you the power. He said, behold, I have given you the what? The power to do what?
Trample.
To trample. You got to trample every works of evil.
Yes.
Every work of darkness. Every satanic work. Mm-hmm. You have the power.
Yes.
To trample it. Don't let the devil trample you.
Some of our foundational teaching at Celebration Tabernacle in Zechariah, it talks about craftsmen.
Yeah.
Say that you are a craftsman. And the craftsmen are coming to terrify every horn.
Horns.
This is in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 21. Zechariah chapter 1,
bring
verse
terror.
21. And I said, what are these coming to do? So he said, these are the horns that scatter Judah so that no one could lift up his head. Mm. But the craftsmen
are
coming to terrify them,
yes.
to cast out the horns of the nations
yes.
that lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. So whatever is casting down your head, this morning, you are called to bring terror. Upon that thing. You are a craftsman. You are well able.
Come
you
on,
are
Pastor
well
Dye.
Equipped. Rise up to your position of victory. You are seated with Christ
Jesus
in heavenly places.
Far
above every principality, far above every dominion, far above every name that is named. You are seated right there at the position of
power.
With Christ Jesus. You are a craftsman. Let your spirit wake up on this morning to
Amen.
Let it roar
Amen.
Like a lion as you face your day on today. You are a child of wonder on this Wednesday.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
That can preach right there.
Yes. You have to have those foundational scriptures.
Yes.
Those scriptures right there in Zechariah, they're foundational scriptures for the God of the city altar that was lifted to God on State Road 520 as you come into Cocoa, all the way back on December 12th, 2012. So this December 12th is going to be the seventh complete year that altar has stood for the Lord Jesus Christ in the city of Cocoa. So we're going to be planning something for that day, 12-12, which is Thursday this year. Probably noontime we'll be out there at the altar as we do traditionally each year. We're also out there the first full week of each month in the morning.
And lift up God over our city.
Yes, and
because
he is truly the God of
the city.
So many wonderful things have changed in the city of Cocoa over the last 7 years. Big time.
Big time.
Big time statistics have changed in the favor of God. The business has come into the city of Cocoa, and beautiful housing developments. Money is coming into the city of Cocoa. The thing that's going on with the train, the transit center, that's going to be huge for the city of Cocoa.
Pastor Dye, Walmart came not before.
Mm-hmm, the distribution center.
Yeah, distribution center. Didn't come on the 520. Before the God of the city altar raised.
Yes.
It comes after.
Yes.
And I watch how the transformation taking place when you do what God says.
Yeah.
When you do what God says. God's power is in the doing what he says.
Yes. And it was just if in you following the word right. that he gave you.
Yeah. Let's do it.
When you were driving, tell everybody about it, Pastor.
Yeah, I was driving to a conference going to Atlanta. And as I was just driving in the car, that's why we have to always tune in.
Yes.
Tune in to what God is saying. That small, still voice. Because sometimes we think we got to be in church. And only when I'm in church on Sunday morning, I'm going to hear God. No, God filled the universe.
Yes.
God is everywhere all the time. God never sleeps. And God is talking right now. Mm. Is we tuning him out? We're not listening. So as I was driving, long story short. Hey, listen, make a long story what?
Short.
I always make a short story long. So as I was driving, I heard the voice of God speak into my voice. Make me the God of this city, of your city.
Mm.
I was going to another city. And he just spoke very clearly in my spirit, very clearly and vividly.
Mm.
And said, you know, stop, okay? I thought you are the God of this city. I thought that's what I'm doing. And then he says, I need you to put a billboard in the form of a billboard. At the entrance of the city, when people come in, they can see.
Mm-hmm.
It triggers that I am the God
of this city.
Of this city. And there it was. That's all. Where Jesus is what? Lord. And he specifically put that line in it. Not the God of the city only, but where Jesus is Lord. Because there are many gods,
mm-hmm.
but there's only one true and living God,
mm-hmm.
and that God identify with who? Our Savior,
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah. And an altar, it's a place of communion with God. So it's not anything spooky.
No.
It's just a communion place with God. And that altar is available to anybody at any time. It's right there on the side of State Road 520. Eastbound as you're coming in to the city of Cocoa. So it's right in between the Brevard County School Bus Depot and Clear Lake Road. So you could easily pull off your car on the side of the road right there and you could go out there at any time. It is a banner. It is established at the West Gate and it has been there. God has sustained it. You know, we have to pay for it every month. But God has sustained it. That is always made a way each and every month.
Because, listen, Pastor Di and listeners, we can't let the devil trick us.
Mm-hmm.
God works done in God's way. Never, 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 never lock God's supply.
Yep.
God works
done in God's way.
Never
lock God's supply. That's good.
And none of us have to beg.
Yep.
That's all. I ain't going to do anything unless I know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Kim always says 100%. She says 110. It's sweet. I says to her, 100%. She said, 110.
Yes.
For sure. 110. So we don't sweat it.
Mm-hmm.
Because God works done in God's way. Never, ever lock God supply. And God is never a beggar.
Yes.
And God is not a robber.
Yes.
So he's not going to beg and he's not going to rob no one to support his word.
Yes. And then you receive the word about what the horns were.
Yeah.
So
when
you go through your acts of obedience, then God reveals more onto you. A lot of times we don't know stuff because we've never followed the first step of what he told us in that process. So as you are obedient, establishing the altar, then God began to reveal to you the purpose in more detail of the altar and what the horns were that were holding the city of Cocoa captive.
Yeah.
And those horns were four specific horns: murder, addiction, religion, and poverty. And those raging horns were visible basically everywhere. You could just travel right through the city and you could see evidence of those horns. But as now with that altar there, even the statistics say, backed up by, you know, the police department and such, that those numbers have changed.
Went down. Because we're raising terror.
Yes.
The craftsmen not ignorant. Craftsman, skillful.
Skill, yes.
Skill. You got to look. Skill. We have skillful Christian. Not emotional Christian, but skillful Christian.
Yes.
With a sound mind. With great intelligence.
Yes, wisdom from above.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because people think that Christianity is for only drug addict, only for street people. That's how the devil is so subtle. Mm-hmm. Christianity is for all.
Oh, yes.
It's for all.
Yes.
Christianity is for all.
Which is Christ-like.
Yes.
And Christ operated in perfection in every area of life. He operated in the spiritually, but he also operated in the practical, met the needs of the people, healed the people.
Yeah. And as I run across some, and I read the Bible when it says the ungodly are not so. Mm-hmm. And on the side of the ungodly who not following Jesus Christ, they think it's ignorant. Those that follow Jesus Christ is ignorant. They lost their mind. I lost my corrupt mind. That's what I tell them. But I gain more wisdom. I gain more knowledge. I am more intelligent walking with God.
Yes.
You see, I just lost my corrupt mind.
Yes.
I lost that mind to do evil things. I don't lose my intelligence.
Right. Yes. Yes. Let
Hallelujah.
This mind be in you.
Yeah.
Which is also in Christ Jesus.
And I just want to encourage you out there. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it is a power.
Power.
It's powerful.
Yes.
It's something great. Oh, I'm excited to be called a Christian. I identify with Jesus. Do you understand what it means to be identified with the Savior?
Yes.
What a privilege this morning. What a privilege that we have, that we can be called sons of God.
Yes. Yes, he's not ashamed. He says he's not ashamed to call us brethren.
Yeah.
Those who are being sanctified right along with Christ Jesus. He's not ashamed to call you brethren on this morning.
So I'm excited. I'm excited about my faith.
Yes.
I'm not ashamed. I don't walk and be shameful. Oh, Christian this and Christian that and they Christian all. Oh, no. You see, you're looking at people. You need to look at Jesus. That's your problem. People, you know, we get disappointed with people.
Yes.
We have to quit looking at people.
Yes. When you look onto people, you will be disappointed.
Pointed.
When you look onto God, you will be appointed on this morning. So look onto God for your appointment, for your position.
Oh, come on.
Look onto God. We fight from the place of victory. You are already victorious.
Uh-huh.
Whatever the situation is on this morning, you are already victorious. You are already victorious, beloved daughter, beloved son of God. You are already victorious. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead works in you on this morning. So any situation that seems to be dead, I tell you on this morning, there is power within you for that situation to be resurrected.
We can rise up in that power.
Yes.
And we need to rise up in the power of the risen Christ, the risen Lord.
Yes, we'll be continuing this teaching on tomorrow about peace disruptors. Tomorrow we're specifically going to be talking about altered evidence. So make sure you tune in. Make your day count.
They count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program this beautiful November 19th, Wednesday.